20 years ago, a group of musicians gathered in Trinity Church in Toronto and did something extraordinary. In one night, using only one microphone and with no budget, they recorded a masterpiece. The band is the Cowboy Junkies, and the album is called The Trinity Session. It's now looked upon as a seminal album that defined the alt-country movement. The soul of the Cowboy Junkies is the ethereal yet cool voice of Margot Timmons. Few people realize it's her brother Michael Timmons who writes the music and lyrics. And Strange Champs caught up with the siblings and asked them what it was like 20 years ago when they first listened back to what they recorded that night.
I remember thinking I couldn't believe that it was me singing. Really? You know, it was such a beautiful thing that I was hearing. But I certainly didn't know that, you know, we were going to get a record deal and all that sort of stuff, that other people would find it as beautiful as we found it. That was a surprise.
And then your mom said, didn't she?
My mom did, yeah. My mom, you know, oddly enough, she was there when Michael came over with a tape, and she listened to it, as we all did, and afterwards said, "Your life will never be the same." And I thought, you know, sure, Mom, yeah. But as usual, she was
very
right.
Very prescient mother. Yeah, mother's intuition, never wrong.
You know, mothers are always right. Now that I'm a mother, I realize that.
How nice to be able to come back 20 years later and discover that what you thought was a seminal moment in your life really was a seminal moment in your life.
Yeah.
So is there something from the Trinity Session that you might play for us?
Yeah, this is To Love Is to Bury. I buried him down by the river, 'cause that's where he liked to be. And every night when the moon is high, I go there and weep openly. By this river, 'neath this willow tree, and with God and friends witnessing on, he gave his love to me, to me. He was earth, I rooted in his soil, and I to he was sky vast and free of the burdens from which he toiled. Then one night a terrible fight, words spoken better left unsaid. With his wedding vows ringing in my ears, he gave his life to me. They say to love is to bury all those demons from which we all hide. But tonight by this river, beneath this willow tree, becoming one, our earth and sky.
That's beautiful. Yeah, it strikes me that even when your subject matter is darker or more shadowy in the songs, Margot's voice kind of counteracts it. There's a kind of grace in your singing. Makes the songs, you know, you wouldn't say uplifting, but soothing?
Well,
healing?
That's nice. You know, it's funny. Last night after the show, there was a woman who I've seen many times and has come to many of our shows, and she was on a train ride that we did from Toronto to Vancouver. It was 3 days on a train. She was on this train, so she's, you know, a super fan. And she said to me last night, she said, I never realized that To Love Is To Bury was a murder-suicide song. And she said, because, you know, the way you sing it is just so beautiful and it's just so pretty. I just got into, you know, the melody and your voice and never really listened to it. And
well, it's funny how many people have used that as their wedding song.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Okay. I mean, I've seen you know, they send us their invitations with it quoted. And it's like, oh, sure. Go ahead. Good luck to you.
So, yeah, I guess that seems to be something that...
So is that something that just happens, or is that a deliberately created dynamic?
You know, that's just my voice. When I was a young singer trying to figure out how to sing, again, it was sort of mid-80s, and singing was big and loud, and, you know, everybody was screaming. And I have to say, I sort of tried to do that, but it never felt right, and it never was me and my personality. And so I found that when I just sang quietly, I had more of a range and I had more control, and I liked it better. I liked what I was hearing. So that's what I did. It caused a lot of sound men in those days. They would go crazy, you know, and yell at me, sing louder. I'd say, oh, no, I can't, sorry.
Is there another song that comes to mind that you might play for us?
Do you want to do 200 More Miles?
Sure.
This is 200 More Miles, which is on Trinity, about traveling and playing live.
Their letters, a distant memory. Montgomery, a recent blur. And Tulsa burns on the desert floor like a signal fire. Now I've got Willie on the radio. A dozen things on my mind. And number one is fleshing out these dreams of mine. I've got 200 more miles of rain, asphalt, and light before I sleep. There'll be no warm sheets or welcoming arms to fall into tonight. In Nashville, there's a lighter in a case for all to see. It speaks of dreams and heartaches left unsung. And in the corner stands a guitar and lonesome words scrawled in a drunken hand. I'm traveling paths traveled hard before, and I'm beginning to understand. I've got 200 more miles of rain, asphalt, and light before I sleep. There'll be no warm sheets or welcoming arms to fall into tonight. You say that I am crazy, my life wasted on this road. That time will find my dreams scattered dead and cold. But ahead there is a light drawing me to reach an end. And when I reach there, I'll turn back, and you and I can begin again. I've got 200 more miles of rain, asphalt and light before I sleep. But I wouldn't trade all your golden tomorrows for 1 hour of this night. A letter's a distant memory, Montgomery, a recent blur. Tulsa burns on the desert floor like a single fire.
That's just haunting. Looking back, what do you think it is that made that album such a legendary album? I mean, aside from its sheer goodness and brilliance, of course. But
you know, it's hard to know, right? I mean, you just sort of... What we feel is that it came out at a time when records in particular were being made very highly polished and very slick and very, you know, studio orientated. And you didn't hear the human in it. You just heard this sort of image, you know, and it was all had to do with what effects were being used and everything. And this was a very, very simple recording. It was a one mic recording. And what you hear on that tape is exactly what went down that day. There's no adjusting, no mixing, no changing anything, no correcting anything. And then I think the church took over after that.
But what was it about the space and the sound? Because I've read that before. It says in your liner notes, you know, we came together and then the church did the rest. And what did the church do?
Well, it's hard to describe, but it's just it's like any room you play in when we're on tour. You come to a great hall or a great sounding stage and you just enjoy playing. Your instrument sounds right and it's inspiring to hear it. So,
do you ever think there possibly was something more? I mean, it's a space as a church that many people have come to worship in and to, you know, try to reach something very pure inside themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it too. And also even more to the point was years later, Jeff Bird, who was with us that day and who's been on tour with us ever since, said that he'd heard that it was actually, the church was actually built on a very sacred Iroquois spot. The coming together of two rivers and some weird convergence of energies that they always use. So who knows? It's just, there's something very special about that space. And then when we went back to do Trinity Revisited, the new thing, the same thing happened. You know, we started to play.
Did it again? Because
really
I was thinking
that's
such a risky thing to go back. I mean, you must have worried. You know, what if we go back and we think, huh, nice, but nothing.
Yeah,
special.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, no. We weren't expecting it. Yeah. You know, we would forgotten about it. You know, we'd forgotten how important the church was.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that was the thing that we were so surprised at, was when we went back in and the boys started just to play their guitars, you know, to tune up. Everybody had this feeling of, oh, right, the sound of
church.
This room, the church, this is going to be great. Yeah. Because, we'd forgotten. And I think that when we first were in Trinity Church the first time, we were very young musicians, and I don't think we truly appreciated the sound of the room. I mean, we certainly were inspired by it, but I don't think we truly appreciated it because we hadn't played as much as we have now. You know, in the last 20 years, we've been in a lot of places, a lot of churches, actually. And so when you do get into a room that that sounds like that. You are so appreciative, and definitely Trinity is one of those acoustically beautiful rooms.
That's Margot Timmons talking about Trinity Church in Toronto, where the Cowboy Junkies recorded their seminal album, The Trinity Session, 20 years ago. We also heard from Margot's brother and bandleader, Michael Timmons. Their latest CD is called At the End of Paths Taken. Anne Strainchamp spoke with them from Wisconsin Public Radio's Buck Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
It's been such fun talking with you. Is there one last song you'd be willing to play for us?
This is Cutting Board Blues. It's off of the new record. It's a difficult one to explain. We're not really sure what it's about yet, so.
But we like playing
it. We like playing it a lot. It's sometimes a song is just a song.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Jim Fleming. You can stream To the Best of Our Knowledge on our website at ttbook.org, where you will also find a link to the weekly podcast. You can buy a copy of this program by calling the radio store at 1-800-747-7444. Ask for Collaboration, program number 810A.
If you've gone made up your mind by leaving tomorrow, take it all but leave my cutting board behind. I can see my way ahead, I've reached this closed doorway. Try as I might, I can't find my way behind. Made up your mind, I'll leave them tomorrow. Take it all, but leave my cutting board behind. I can see my way ahead, I've reached this closed doorway. Try as I might, I can't find my way behind. Do you see the end of time or a new level? Next time alone, leave the others behind. If you've gone made up your mind, I'll leave them tomorrow. Take it all, but leave my cutting board behind. Yeah, take it all, take it all, take it. Leave my cutting board behind. Just take it all, take it all, take it. Leave my cutting board behind. Yeah, take it, take it, take it all. Leave my cutting board behind.